Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Oh my god. Ross, total head back.
I've been around a few corners in my time. I've seen a lot of things, and yet even I am still capable of being shocked. Like, for instance, when I walk into the kitchen and see Brian, Johnny and Leo dressed in the school uniform of Willow Park. I actually laugh at first. I'm like, what's the deal here? Are they going to like a fancy dress party or something? You know, that's how not ready I am to hear what I end up hearing next. No, Ross, Surika goes, these are their new school uniforms. I'm like, what the literally... Ross, I told you 6 months ago that if you didn't find a school for them, that I would do it instead. I'm still looking, Surika. Well, you can stop looking now, because in a week's time, they're going to be sorting in Willow Park. I spot the little crest on Johnny's jumper. You know, the pigeon doing the dive bomb, along with the words Fides et Rober, meaning life is rugby. Won Leinster School's Senior Cup in 7 years? Yeah, sure it is, guys. I end up having to turn away, though. Jesus, I go, I can't even look at them. I can't look at my own children. Ross, Surika goes, you're being overly dramatic here. I'm like, let me make some calls, Surika. I've still got a week to stop this thing from happening, don't I? She's like, Ross, we've been through this. No other school will take our kids. This is sadly true. Let's just say that their reputation has got around. There isn't a children's play centre or petting zoo south of the Grand Canal that they're not actually barred from. They've been thrown out of Imaginosity, the Fun Factory, DL Kids and the Airfield Estate, sometimes with a follow-up legal letter confirming the arrangement that we never darken their fucking door again. How many times have they been mentioned on Joe Duffy? Surika goes. Well, there are 6 or 7, but I thought a lot of those callers were exaggerating how bad they are. One of them said Johnny was obsessed with fire. He started 2 fires, Surika, both minor. I'd hardly say that's obsessed. Well, exaggerating or not, Ross, no school wants to take them. Then I'll homeschool them. You've been homeschooling them for what, the past year? And they're falling behind. Not in terms of rugby, they're not. Johnny, meanwhile, is pulling the stuffing out of one of the kitchen chairs and attempting to light it. I take his little Zippo from him, and he calls me a bunch of names that would be unpublishable in a newspaper such as this, especially in the current climate. Surika goes, rugby? That's what this is about, isn't it? I'm there, of course that's what this is about. Do I need to remind you of some of the things I've said about Blackrock College over the years? Things I can never take back, Surika, even if I wanted to, which I don't.
There is more to life than petty school rivalries, Ross.
Yeah, I'll remind you of that when one of them starts dating someone from Loretto Dorky or Muckross. Oh, it'll be a different story then.
I honestly don't think I'd mind.
We'll see, Surika. We'll see. I genuinely don't think I'm ready to be a Blackrock dad, though. I'd nearly prefer if we didn't send them to school at all.
Now you're being ridiculous.
Imagine the fun that the likes of Luke Fitzgerald and Ian Madigan are going to have with this when it gets around, which it will.
Who cares what other people think, Ross?
Suddenly, out of nowhere, Johnny punches me full in the groin and goes,
me want my fucking lighter, me want my fucking lighter.
I'm like doubled over in pain going, no, Johnny, because you were told to only use it outside the house. Deciding that a bit of tough love is maybe what these kids need. You can have it back in a week. Again, he gives it to me with both barrels, calling me this, that and the other. Hey, I'm used to taking SH1T from people in the Blackrock College uniform. I just never thought it would happen with one of my kids. I'm like, what if we sent them to... Surika is there.
Don't say it, Ross.
I'm going to say it, Surika. A non-fee-paying school. She turns away.
She's like, I couldn't do it, Ross. Imagine what my mom and dad would say.
Okay, I go, what happened to who cares what other people think?
She's there. I just don't want to give my dad the pleasure of saying I told you so. In terms of? Ross, you know that he thinks we're in some way responsible for how our children have turned out.
But sure, that's ridiculous. We give them everything they want, no questions asked. Here, Johnny, take your fucking lighter if you're going to be a baby about it.
Well, she goes, Dad has always said that we were too soft on them, as like parents.
What, and that's why no school will take them? That's a bit of a stretch, isn't it?
My mum thinks we spoiled them as well.
Look, some kids are just dicks, Surika, including all of ours. It'd be typical of that pair to try to connect the dots, two dopes.
Well, sending the boys to a non-fee paying school would be the final confirmation for them that we failed as parents, and I'm not going to give them that pleasure.
I'm there. Just let me make some calls, Surika. I'm sure I can find a school that will take them in a week. I've got a Leinster School Senior Cup medal. That still means something in this town, even though it was taken off me for doping.
Ross, no, she goes. It's too late.
Daddy, look,
I hear Leo suddenly go. I turn around to be greeted by a sight that almost stops my literally heart. Leo is wearing a rugby jersey. That rugby jersey. The famous blue and white. And that ends up being the moment when I run crying from the room.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.